think this is funny, don't you?
What have you done now? What did you think you would do at the weekend? Do you think you're some kind of Harrison Ford type character?
I had a bit of a disaster yesterday. Not one word of this is an exaggeration.
It wouldn't be like you to exaggerate now, would it?
Well, I'm clearly fat again, right?
Yes. So what does someone that's fat and needs to lose weight do? Do they gently lose weight? A nice exercise regime with someone that knows what they're doing? No. What did you do yesterday?
I climbed a mountain.
Yes. Nearly killed.
Yes.
Nearly killed from climbing a mountain and you're 20 a mini stone?
22.
Now, could you imagine if you had been airlifted off that? The scourge on our emergency services.
So here's what happened. I looked at myself on Northern Life telly last week when I was interviewing Gascoigne. Like, I am a fat walrus. There's no other way to... Who was giggling?
The audience were giggling at one point. It was because the shot of you on the screen, you look like you're going to fall off the chair.
Yes.
You look like the fat controller.
Yes, it was awful. So I've decided to try to lose weight again. Mm-hmm.
How many times is this now, Mr. Yo-Yo?
Shut up. What?
How many times is this, Mr. Yo-Yo? Up and down.
So what I decided to do yesterday was a complete... It was one of the worst days of my life.
But it started off well.
I went down to Newcastle.
Yes.
And I decided to climb a mountain. And it honestly did not dawn on me. Not once did it dawn on me that I shouldn't climb
the
mountain.
Because you thought, I'm 25 stone, I can climb a mountain if I want.
I'm quite stubborn. So once I started climbing...
Which mountain was this?
I don't know. The Mourne.
That's a good start.
The Mourne.
That one over there.
So I started climbing and I'm quite stubborn. So I was determined to get to the top.
And how was it at the start? Did it begin okay?
It began okay, but I didn't have any suntan lotion. I didn't have any water.
Right.
I had a wee flimsy pair
Did you have shoes on?
A wee flimsy pair of training shoes, but I didn't.
Let me tell you, he had flip-flops on. I am not joking. He had flip-flops on.
It wasn't
he climbed a mountain yesterday, 25 stone.
It was not much better.
And a pair of flip-flops.
But I was that determined to do it. I didn't think things through. So I started walking and walking and walking and walking and walking, mm-hmm. and I just refused to stop. And I was in excruciating pain.
But this wasn't in like a golf buggy or one of those scooters, was
right?
it?
So I keep on walking and walking up. Now, the point is, I started at 1 o'clock and I thought to myself, right.
I'm on air tonight.
I'm on air. So I've got to be in Five Live for about 8 o'clock.
Yes.
So you start at one. That's not bad. That's all right.
7 hours.
What time did I get to the top at? 6:30. So I get to the top at 6:30.
It took you 5.5 hours.
5.5 hours. And all of these people then, who I was meeting in the mountain, asking me for selfies. It was that difficult for me to hold my BBC smile. Yes, of course. When I felt like telling them to clear off, I was in pain.
Did you actually make it? Did you get to the top?
Well, the top, my top.
So that, was this what, the car park?
There's some wall. There's some
After
wall.
5.5 hours, he had championed and he there's made a, it to the turnstile
there's a
at
flat
the bottom.
Bit, right? So anyway, I get to the top and I look down and I suddenly realise that I'm not going to be able to get back down. So I go to phone 5 Live to say, listen, I'm going to...
It's 6:30.
I'm not going to be able to make it tonight. My phone is, by that stage, out of power.
Because you've been taking selfies and videos all day.
All these people asking me for those things.
You love it.
So I was then in trouble. So I then had to start trying to sprint down the mountain.
I doubt it was sprinting.
I'm telling
you. I've never seen you sprint in your life.
I had to try to sprint. If anybody met me in the mountain yesterday, would you pick up the phone to prove to this guy?
You were sprinting down the mountain.
Wait, 4:59. I was sprinting down the mountain.
Can you picture that now?
Right.
Can you picture Stephen Dolan sprinting anywhere, especially down a mountain?
The story gets better.
Yes.
There were 4-year-olds passing me as I was sprinting, and I'm not joking.
Laughing
at you. 4-year-old, I couldn't stand either. I just looked at him. As he went past me and I thought, stuff you too. So I then ended up the last man on the mountain.
Right.
There was no one behind me.
Because he thought, how more extreme could I make my day?
So then I got lost in a forest. Okay?
It's dangerous.
Whatever way you go down, I got lost among these trees. I had no mobile phone signal. It was now around about 8 o'clock. I was supposed to be in 5 Live for 8 o'clock.
Were you getting upset at this point?
I was crying.
Right.
I started to cry.
This is making my Monday
I
feel
did,
better.
Seriously, yes. I seriously started to cry.
And so you were crying on your own, lost in the forest?
Yes! Because I was slightly frightened.
All in some mountain in
I was surrounded by trees. I thought I heard these wee things move around me. There was no one behind me, because I knew there was no one behind me.
Was it getting dark?
Yes.
I love this. I wish I was there watching.
So I ventured out of the trees and I came to some stupid dirt track where I took the wrong turn. You couldn't make this up, but this is all true.
Mascara tripping you.
And then I then turned left down this dirt track and walked about another 4 or 5 miles.
So, but you obviously made it. What time did you get to the
bottom? It was the wrong way. I had to walk back again. So now I'm hobbling, right? I'm hobbling. I'd pulled a hamstring by this stage.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hobbling along. My foot was killing me. And I get to the car. It's in about 5 to 9. Now, I'm on air at 10 o'clock. It's mm-hmm. about 10 to 9.
So clearly your Five Live team were slightly concerned.
They thought I was dead.
Well.
They'd phoned Audrey. Audrey was then going ballistic, right?
Right.
So she was phoning the BBC. She was phoning everybody because she thought I was dead too.
Well, as you would.
You could not make
this up. Did you tell anyone where you were going?
Then what happened, of course, right? What did the lovely people in Newcastle at the Moor Mountains do? What'd they do?
Laugh.
They locked me in. Yeah, so it was 10 to 9.
You're just making this up.
I'm not. You couldn't make this up. It was 10 to 9. I'm then in this dopey car park where they'd locked the gates.
So how did you get out?
Well, I had to put my phone into the car, part up. I phoned the police.
Now you are joking.
No, I phoned the police.
What kind of waste of police time is that? Well, I didn't even know that I'm locked in a car park.
I needed the gates open.
What did they do?
Lawrence, good morning.
Hello.
Were you on that mountain?
I was on the mountain.
Oh, Lawrence.
Did I? Yes, I was talking to you. I was talking to you as you're going up the last piece under before the wall.
You weren't the man with the binoculars, were you?
The man with the binoculars.
Oh, you did my head in yesterday.
What?
You really did my head in yesterday. Did you not notice that I was trying to avoid talking to you at all times? Every time you come up.
I said to myself that man is a very abrupt. Personality.
Yes, that's because Lawrence.
Lawrence, what you mean is he's horrible. Don't say abrupt personality. Oh. He's a horrible wee man that should have had more sense.
Lawrence, did you not get the hint yesterday?
I got the hint that you didn't want to talk to nobody.
Yes, but every time
Hold on. Lawrence, are you a licence fee payer?
Pardon?
Are you a licence fee payer?
What payer?
Licence fee. Do you pay your TV licence?
Oh, I do, yes.
Well, then I think you should apologise to Lawrence for you being rude to him on that mountain yesterday.
So what Lawrence kept
apologise.
On. Apologise. Oh, yes, I'll apologise because I haven't got sugar to put in his stomach yet.
What?
Like, would you talk to him? Like, seriously, would you talk to him?
I was trying to get him to apologise to you, Lawrence.
Pardon?
Uh-huh. You see,
I think we should play a little clip of you yesterday.
You can hear Lawrence here, right?
Yes.
You can hear him.
He sounds like a lovely man.
Right. Right. So that man kept on coming up to me. This man on air from Dungannon mm-hmm. kept on coming. Now, my feet are killing me. I've got really, really excruciating pain. And this man kept on coming up to me. Hello, Nane. Hello, Nane.
Pardon?
Poor Lawrence.
What have you got here? You've got a little snippet.
So. I just took a little snippet because you were doing all these selfies and sending out these videos yesterday. So this is a clip of actually what happened when you got to the top before the disaster of trying to
There's
come...
There's not one word of this a lie. This is all true.
Trying to come back down. Have a listen to this.
I made it to the top, my top, which is the flat bit at the wall, which is where I was trying to get to. It's taken me about 4 hours of walking. What time is it? I have no idea what time it is. 6 o'clock. I started at 1:15, nearly 5 hours. But I made it, I made it, I made it! Ha ha! Ha ha ha! Ha! The feeling of making it. I now feel like crying because I've got to walk all the way down again. Like, please, please don't let me eat terrible food tonight. And please let this be day one of me trying again. Look at the view too. Look at the view. It's just beautiful. It's absolutely
So this was me
beautiful.
At the top, right? Yeah. This was me at the top before things started to go wrong.
I haven't brought a bottle of water. I don't have suntan lotion. And I think it's going to take me about 2 hours to get back down again. But just the feeling of having achieved this today. And then I think of the failure of having cocked up every single diet I've ever tried in all my life. But all I can say is I'm going to try again.
You shouldn't be blaming.
So
try
here
again.
We go. Day one. You see, when I die, just say I was a trier, will you? If you're ever carrying my coffin,
like,
it's hard to carry it. At least I was trying.
I was ecstatic. I really was.
I don't think that ecstatic is the word for
that. That was adrenaline doing that.
I think that is the sign that you need rested again, and Nolan Live needs rested because you've clearly lost it.
All of that adrenaline was pumping through my body. You could hear me screaming there.
Just whenever you think, right, I pay my licence fee and what am I paying for? Just remember, you're paying for Stephen Nolan and this.
Ha! 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 Ha!
lost it completely.
That's when I got to the top. Stop playing that. Catherine and Ballinahan. Stop it. Stop it.
Enough. It's going to give me nightmares.
Catherine and Ballinahan. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, you made my morning.
Why?
You did. Well, I left my children to school and it hasn't really been... It's been an up and down sort of weekend and I must admit, you cheered me up. What? I know it's your expense. I don't mean that in the wrong way.
Through my pain?
No, I don't mean it like that. I don't mean it like that. But you should certainly do something more gentle. Slowly.
Do you know what is? Do you know what?
Next week he's doing a triathlon.
Do you know what the scary thing is, Catherine?
No.
The scary thing is this.
I wouldn't even think it's going up on my no arm, do you?
It actually didn't enter my brain, Catherine, to do it gradually. There is something wrong in my brain where I go, everything's to extreme. So, you know, I go from 22 stone, I haven't moved in 10 months, to climbing a mountain. What is it about me?
You're just madness. It has to be the extreme with you.
And
that's
did
it.
You stop and get a burger and chips or anything on the way home?
No, because I'm back on the bar, so I'm back in 600 calories a day. Don't try any of this at home.
No, don't try eating 600 calories also, and walking a mountain
when
you're 25.
Don't walk a mountain like I did with no water, no suntan lotion.
No food.
No working mobile after you taking all them selfies. Madness. You're the worst example for anyone.
The other thing.
Are you sore today? Can you get off a chair today?
Oh, he's on the painkillers and everything
today.
No,
I'm on ibuprofen today, and my foot. I honestly think I've broken my foot. Like Five Life thought I was dead. They really, really did. Because I was supposed to be in work at 8 o'clock. I was stuck up the mountain at 8 o'clock in that bloody forest.
Well,
and the other thing, Catherine, is this. The other thing, because you don't think of all these wee things. So I fly back on a Sunday morning from Five Live. I usually land at about 10:30 in the morning, right? Mm-hmm. So I rushed up to the house to get my shorts on to go down to the Mourns, right? And I kind of forgot that, again, I'm fatter now than when I bought the shorts.
I know what's coming. This isn't going to be good.
So these shorts were so tight, Catherine, and I only realised how tight they were when I was walking up the mountain. Oh. They were like sandpaper. Like they've near... I'm going to have to go to the hospital with that. Stop that.
It's a bit of wait for the sigh.
Stop it.
is that the shorts that were making you...
I'm banning that clip. Here's a South Belfast listener. Good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
How you doing?
I'm okay, thanks. You are very lucky you got home, that you weren't attacked. Do you know there's a buzzard?
There's a what?
A buzzard.
I think I heard it when I was in that forest.
Well...
There was something moving.
There was people attacked. People have had to get stitches in their head.
Honestly?
And it's nesting about Donner Park.
Oh, that would be
just... Could you imagine if that had happened to you as well?
That would be just my luck.
Yes, and like, you're not that slim and I would have seen you. You are very lucky that you got...
I thought it was
home.
Sunday buffet.
If you read the Mourn Observer, you'll read all about it. Because, in fact, the forest people have sealed off part of it, that the runners can't go through that part.
I will never be near a mountain in my life again. Never, ever again.
Oh, don't let it put you off.
No.
Sure, the Mourns are one of the most beautiful pieces of Northern Ireland.
It near killed me.
I'm sorry, I was in Newcastle. I'm sorry I didn't see you. I left it at about 7:30 last night.
Oh, so thank you. Nuala and Lurgan. Morning, Nuala.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Stephen,
there's no sympathy for me.
For you. Why do you advertise your stupidity?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, if I did a daft thing like you did yesterday, I'd be so ashamed I wouldn't tell anybody.
Well, you don't understand.
Secondly...
You don't understand. This lovely team of mine have decided to air this morning.
No. And you stupidly agreed.
I didn't agree. I didn't come in to 10:50.
Why are you still talking about it?
Because I have to protect my honour.
Stephen, you're the best advert that I've ever known to prove that diets don't work.
No, they don't.
You just eat properly.
Why don't I just give up and just get as fat as I can be?
You're in slimming world and you'll lose weight and you can eat plenty.
No, thank you. Brian and Bangor. Morning, Brian.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, I'm very proud of you because that's a great achievement. I had to endure a 12-hour hike in 2012.
Eight hours I was up that mountain. Honestly, it was one of the worst days of my life yesterday. Well, I'm also sunburnt.
Yes, we should have been prepared. You know, a lot of people go through life and they're not prepared. It's unexpected. They should have had a lot of water, carrying a lot of water and food, a map, maybe a compass, a mobile phone that works. You need to be prepared. A lot of people go through life and they're not prepared. You know, what if the Lord called you home yesterday? Would you have been prepared?
What do you mean?
Well, if it had been, you could have collapsed and through a heart attack. And would you have been prepared for eternity?
Would I have been prepared for eternity?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Well, in life, Stephen, there's a heaven and a hell. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun.
I was in hell yesterday, Brian.
Well, I mean, I went through a 12-hour hike there in 2012 and I had to endure to the end.
Anybody that tells you that the mornings are lovely, stuff that. Anybody that tells you to go a wee walk and get some exercise, stuff that too. It was the worst experience of my life. Brian, thank you. Laura Newcastle. Morning, Laura.
Hi, Stephen. All I wanted to say was if you ever want to view Slieve Donard, you can just come and sit in my deck and I make a wee cup of tea and you can relax and view Slieve Donard and you can see the whole mountain range without having to put yourself through all that pain again.
Can't believe it.
And I just want to congratulate you for doing it, for it's an amazing achievement.
It's not an amazing achievement.
It was.
What was the achievement?
The fact that you can sit in my deck and look at Slieve Donard and know that you're at the top of it.
And he didn't die. Can I just say, we have had a message just sent in from two men that said they found you sleeping in a bush. Is that true?
I was passed out.
Did you have a kip? Why were you sleeping in a bush?
I was passed out.
You were sleeping.
I was passed out.
What do you think? What kind of idiot are you? Let me look. I've got a picture of you with these people.
Is there?
Let me see this.
How dare people take pictures of me up the mountain?
Stefan Leahy says, bumped into Nolan on his way down the mountain. Sleeping in a bush.
It's ridiculous.
You're ridiculous.
Oh, God. Yes. Robert and Dolph.
Enough of this.
Robert, the taxi driver. Morning, Robert. This is the last call in this.
Stephen, I got a phone call sitting on the taxi rank at the City Hall.
Yes?
Nolan's lost in the Mourne Mountains. How do you know?
I got lost.
His Audi is locked in the car park. It's pretty obvious. Do you know anybody could help? I know Big Tommy lives in Kilkeel.
Can you believe they locked me?
His nickname's a mountain man and he has a Springer Spaniel called Denny. Can track and train anything. I get on the phone to Big Tommy. I says, Nolan's lost in the Mourne Mountains.
This man's mad.
Nolan who? It's Stephen Nolan, the biggest show in the country. He says, I don't think he's...
Get rid of that man. I couldn't stick that today. He's clearly deliriously mad.